Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord. Good evening out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, and we thank you for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. I'm just grateful to bring forth the wonderful plan of salvation this afternoon. I'm going to be in 1 Peter in the very first chapter, and it says, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which have called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." Blessed be the reading of that word. That again, that is 1 Peter 13 through 16 in chapter 1. I just want to be an encouragement to those who are out there warring. It's a spiritual warfare, daily walk with Jesus Christ, seeking after his face like never before, making sure that we humble ourselves at the feet of Jesus, that we decrease, that his spirit of God will increase as we continue to do what the Lord has encouraged us to and led and guide us by his Holy Spirit to do. We must stand and stand and stand yet again to make sure that we're in the right place at the right time and being obedient to what thus saith the Lord. There's so much that's going on. Many people are being persecuted for the sake of righteousness, but in all, having done all to stand, we stand and see the salvation of the Lord. We've been talking a great bit about the spiritual condition of the churches in Revelation, chapters 1 through 4. And as we continue to talk about that, one of the things that the Lord have continued to say through that whole situation and circumstance, that as we repent and turn from our wicked ways and seek after the righteousness of God, all everything else shall be added. And he also talked about overcoming. That's the one thing he said that he would give us to sup with him, to sit with him in his throne, to eat of the manna, to put on white. And he gave us the ability to eat of the tree of life and to live everlasting in him. But, you know, I just want to briefly share, as like I said, today is just a word of wisdom, a knowledge word of encouragement this afternoon, because sometimes, you know, you just need to hear from other saints who are just wrestling. So, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. And even so, we've got the battlefield of the mind. And this is why the Lord says, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind." And just have a readiness of mind to do his will and his purpose. Because the enemy is coming. He's trying to stiff the saints of the mind of Christ. And he wants to stiff us of our spiritual nature, that we're not able to effectively use our spiritual gifts and talents. Because, you know, the things that we're wrestling against are even in Daniel chapter 7. That we talked about the God of force, and the enemy wants to force Christians into surrendering their weapons of warfare, surrendering to not do the will and purpose of Christ, but to surrender everything and just to give up, you know, to give up our mind, to give up everything that the Lord has established in us spiritually, our spiritual gifts, our spiritual fruits, our spiritual talents, you know, and pretty much, you know, take down and be what we know to be slaughtered, you know. So just, you know, this is just a real talk right here with God Chasers Ministries this afternoon, because, you know, many people don't want to talk about what's really going on in the lives of the saints today. Like the Lord said, I mean, you know, many started out with like us in humble ways. And this is why he said that, you know, many people have to return to their first love. You know, they started out humble, but aren't humble anymore. Many people who were once with us on the battlefield, they're not there anymore. They've, you know, either surrendered or they've fallen by the wayside, or you know, or they're no longer here. You know, they're dead, they're saints, you know, but they're no longer with us, you know. And so, you know, those old saints that would encourage us, you know, they're not there. And so, like David, we have to often encourage ourselves and just tell ourselves that, like the Lord had led us before, when we had zeal after his own heart, when we first got saved, and we said, you know, for Jesus I live, for Jesus I die, and we had that Peter spirit, like, Lord Jesus, you know, I would die for you, you know, and then we didn't realize, you know, what all came with it, you know, and like the Lord said that, you know, we know now what we're wrestling with, you know, and he gave us our weapons of warfare, but we've got to make sure that we do his will completely, surrender completely, and that we're not willing to take down for at no time for anything, okay? Because, you know, we have been redeemed with a price, you know, and he has purchased us by his blood, and like the Lord had even shared with us in the book of Revelation, I believe it's chapter 12, where he said that we overcome that enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony, and we love not our lives even to the death. So regardless of what these enemies are doing and these gods of forces are trying to force the Christians to do, we must stand and we must continue to be determined to do what thus saith the Lord without wavering, without compromise, because he who began a good work in us will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He will do what he said he would do. And no matter what, the Lord said that though the heavens and earth pass away, that his word of God shall stand, and it will stand, you know, and he is the bread of life. He is the word, and we have to be the same way. He has already set the standard of righteousness for us to live by. And, you know, another thing that I wanted to discuss is that, you know, it's just time to really do, you know, holiness and righteousness. You know, in this scripture, it says, you know, he said, for it's written for to be holy, for I'm holy. And that's really just to put away the old man and to put away the things of the flesh. And you know, he said in these last days, you know, in people's households, it will be mother against mother, daughter against mother-in-law, and daughter-in-law against, you know, so father against son. And there's no peace there, because many of them not willing to, you know, really do what it takes to really be saved and put the flesh under subjection. So when the Lord had given that scripture about, you know, your foes will be that in your household, is because many people haven't surrendered to do the will and purpose of Christ completely. And so that's where we see we're wrestling against those, you know, the character man in the last day. They'll be lovers of themselves, boasters, you know, backbiters, haters without cause, unthankful, unholy, unrighteous. But to be holy is just to simply seek the face of God and all of his righteousness, the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything shall be added. So we mentioned that first. Many people have a form of godliness and denying the power of God. And oftentimes it's not even because it's something that we realize we're doing. Sometimes it has to do with us not yielding completely to the Holy Spirit, or being taught, you know, that, hey, no, this is the way to go, and that, yes, this is available to you. Sometimes we don't even realize, you know what, I don't have to wait till Sunday to praise the Lord. I don't have to wait till Sunday to get prayer. You know, we have to be prayer warriors, and we have to walk after the Spirit to not fulfill the lust of the flesh, so that their fruits will show. And you know, nowadays that the enemy is trying to come to stiff out the saints of God and to have us to give in. And oftentimes that he's coming in ways that we don't recognize, in regards to deception and false brethren, false teachers that want to get us to get off of our game, to get us to take down our standard of righteousness. And so when we know within our heart, you know, we love the Lord with all of our heart, our mind, our soul, our spirit, our strength. And we've got to maintain that standard of righteousness. And sometimes, no matter how much people say to you, they're gonna lie to you, they'll try to annihilate your character. I mean, you've got to stand and know who you are in Christ. And you know, it's often hard when you hear such, you know, awful things about, you know, what they think about you, co-workers, friends, relatives, but having done all, we stand to see the glory and the salvation of the Most High. You know, this is a daily walk that is like I said, this is not everybody can't do, you know, and everybody can't go where we're led to go. And many people don't realize that the Lord has moved people out of our lives because he has a greater work for us to do. This is what he said, a greater work will you do because I go to be with my Father. And so the Lord is risen and he's sitting on the right hand of God waiting to make his enemies his footstool. But in the meantime, he has given us power from on high to cast out devils, to work signs, miracles, and wonders. And the Bible says that they will follow the believer. It's just as simple, and that's what we have to take it at, and that simplicity that, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, you know, the reformers and things that people have put in a place of to where they can utilize their authority inappropriately, you know, this powers of darkness and rulers of this world. This is what we're wrestling against, and this is the reality, you know. But we've got to understand that, you know, it's sometimes it, you know, in the previous broadcast we talked about what time it is, and it's a time to pray, it's a time to praise and seek the Lord. But it's also time to not cry. Sometimes there is a time to weep and mourn, but then there's a time to fight. And it's a time to fight with prayer. You know, it's a time to fight spiritually. Our weapons of warfare are not carnal. And so the true children of the Most High who are called by the name of Jesus have to stand and be accounted among the righteous. And the righteous pray. They seek the face of God and they war a right, a good fight. Okay. And to have that good fight means that we're going to utilize all of our spiritual weapons to cast these devils out. Set captives free. The Lord said he has been anointed to preach the gospel, to mend the broken hearts. And he has given, he said, freely have I given to you, now freely give. So these things is not something that, you know, it's not for us to just be hearers, you know, but be doers also. We got to utilize what the Lord has given us for the building of the kingdom to tear the kingdom of Satan down. We have to utilize every gift and talent. And sometimes, you know, it seems like when we're under siege, and it seems like sometimes the Lord just unleashes things on, well, I won't say he does, but he allows it. Pardon me, but he allows things to happen to for his glory. You know, for his purifying, to make sure that we come out pure as gold. And so in the meantime, you know, that's to build us up on our most holy faith so that what's established in the spiritual realm is something that will last, you know, for eternity. And that's something that we can, you know, share with family members, share with children. It'll go from generation to generation, say, hey, I remember my mother, my father, they taught me the ways of righteousness, the ways of holiness. And the Bible says, well, when we grow old, we won't depart. And so these things have to be, you know, they have to be taught by the Holy Spirit. And that comes with obedience to do what thus saith the Lord. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, we start good. And so we start with a good race, you know, and I share this testimony often about me being a sprinter in high school, and I loved to run the 4x1 and the 100 meter dash, and you know, but when it came down to a mile run, it's like, you know, I was in no shape. The endurance wasn't there. But the Bible tells us contrary. This is not a sprint. You know, this is a distance run. And the Bible says that who endures to the end shall be saved. And so we've got to be spiritually ready, and we got to continue to let our light shine, that men and women will see our good works to glorify our Father in heaven. We've got to make sure that we are put on our whole armor and utilize it every day. This is not something we just put on a shelf and we bring it down on Sunday. This is not something where we're just, you know, putting on the outward appearance. But inwardly, you know, it's something totally different. The Bible says that inwardly some people are ravening wolves. Okay, so, you know, we got to understand this is a distance journey, you know, from earth to glory, and that, you know, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And so, you know, there is a price to pay, and the Lord had paid that price already on the cross. And so what we have to do is we've got to fight this fight with Jesus. We cannot do it on our own power and on our own authority, but we have got to deny ourselves, the Bible says, and take up our cross and follow hard after Jesus Christ. You know, we come short of the glory. But the Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one, but he is our righteousness, you know. And so as I encourage my brothers and sisters out there to seek the face of God like never before, it's tough. It's tough to sometimes when you want to hear the Lord's voice in a certain kind of way. And sometimes he just wants to say, hey, I want you to praise me. You know, I want you to worship me. I want you to take this opportunity, not just to cry about the situation and act like you don't have a Father in heaven. That's what many people are doing right now. They're acting like they don't have any power, because that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to have fear and be intimidated and make you feel like you don't have a choice to do something. And that's that God of force that we were talking about earlier. But the fact is that Jesus is risen, and he had all power in his hands, and he took the keys of death and hell and the grave. And the Bible says in Revelation that the Lord opens doors that no man can open, and he shuts doors that no man can shut. And so we've got to utilize the power and authority given us by the Holy Spirit. But he says all things work together for the good that are called according to his purpose. And we have to be persuaded in our own mind that this is the truth. And, you know, when we're going through it, you know, a lot of these accounts of our brothers, accounts of Ezekiel, the accounts of Jeremiah, the accounts of Moses, you know, we're reading after the fact. We're seeing the salvation at the end. We're, you know, even with Paul, and we read in Acts, but, you know, we're seeing after the fact what happened after the shipwreck and the beatings and the perplexities and the distresses that he talked about. And we're not seeing, you know, him actually in the depths of the sea wondering like, Lord, okay, you sent me, but now my boat is it's all apart, and I'm going to drown out here. You know, what happened? Is the vision still there? Is this still what you know, are you going to save me? Are you going to get me through to this? And, you know, so many people, we know the beginning and we think we've got it all figured out. But again, we can't eliminate the faith from the thing. And that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to eliminate the faith from the situation. And we have to know everything. And I mean, people are just, I mean, they will just look everything up on their phone. They just got this, that, and other. But, you know, and we can't eliminate the faith from the situation that says faith is what moves God. He wants to deliver. He wants to set free. He wants to heal. And he is a mender of broken hearts. He sets captives free. And he's still doing that. I've heard some people say, oh, there's no apostles anymore. He hasn't pour his Holy Spirit anymore. He doesn't do those healings like he used to do. But it's not true. And even that is a deception. It may seem like a small deception, but it is a deception to think that the Lord is not in the healing business. He is still in a business to do whatever is necessary to save his children. The Bible says, when I was a Jew, I became a Jew. When I was amongst them without the law, I became without the law. Of course, not without the law of Christ, he says. But I became all things to all men that I might by all means save some. Glory to Jesus. Thank God for that word. And that's the truth. You know, and the truth is what's going to set us free when we really grasp a hold of it and recognize, Lord, you did this just for me. And this is written just for me to hold on to, because that word and the power of God, that's what keeps us. The power of faith, and that's what's unveiled right here. The power of faith to believe that all things are possible when we just trust and believe and stand on the promises of God. Because the Bible tells us that in him, the promises of God are yea and amen. When we trust in him, to ask and it shall be given, to seek and you shall find, and knock and the door shall be opened. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that when those rough seas come up, we're so busy looking at, you know, and walking in the cares of life that we don't look up to the hills from which cometh our help, and our help cometh from the Lord Jesus. But sometimes, the Lord just wants us to look and do and walk in a more excellent way. And he's trying to elevate us spiritually in the faith so that we can work signs, miracles, and wonders, and we can be used by him. And so that until we all come into the unity of faith, as the Lord talks about in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 12, that we can understand that, it's not about us, but that we count it not robbery to be equal with the Lord Jesus as he is doing his will through us. You understand? So I thank you, for joining in with us as we continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And let's just make sure that we're seeking the Lord for his holiness and for his righteousness, and that we're doing everything that we possibly can do to stand in these last and evil days, and just grasping a hold of the concept that faith is what moves the Lord, and that we do everything, we decrease, that the Lord will surely give the increase, as we continue to sow the seeds. Lord, he is the one who does the manifestation of the righteousness. So I just encourage you to just keep on believing and trusting and utilizing all of these gifts, the source of the Spirit, the Word of God, and really grasp a hold of that, the garment of praise. Okay, that's not listed there in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11, but besides praying without ceasing, we've got to praise and lift up the name of Jesus. The Bible says that when we lift him up, he will draw all men.